Here's today's In Touch devotion.
Today's scripture reading is Jonah chapter 4. But it greatly displeased Jonah, and he became angry. He prayed to the Lord and said, "Please, Lord, was not this what I said while I was still in my own country? Therefore, in order to forestall this, I fled to Tarshish, for I knew that you are a gracious and compassionate God, slow to anger and abundant in loving kindness, and one who relents concerning calamity. Therefore now, O Lord, please take my life from me, for death is better to me than life." The Lord said, "Do you have good reason to be angry?" Then Jonah went out from the city and sat east of it. There he made a shelter for himself and sat under it in the shade until he could see what would happen in the city. So the Lord God appointed a plant, and it grew up over Jonah to be a shade over his head, to deliver him from his discomfort. And Jonah was extremely happy about the plant. But God appointed a worm when dawn came the next day, and it attacked the plant, and it withered. When the sun came up, God appointed a scorching east wind, and the sun beat down on Jonah's head so that he became faint and begged with all his soul to die, saying, "Death is better to me than life." Then God said to Jonah, "Do you have good reason to be angry about the plant?" And he said, "I have good reason to be angry, even to death." Then the Lord said, "You had compassion on the plant, for which you did not work, and which you did not cause to grow, which came up overnight and perished overnight. Should I not have compassion on Nineveh, the great city, in which there are more than 120,000 persons who do not know the difference between their right and left hand, as well as many animals?"
Is there anything in your life that you're unwilling to surrender to God? Keeping such things from the Lord might give us a sense of independence, but by following self, we interfere with God's purpose for us. He wants every aspect of our life to be submitted to His will. Jonah mistook rebellion for freedom. Today's scripture passage paints a vivid picture of the prophet sweltering in the sun and in the heat of his hatred. His blood boiled when God showed mercy to the Ninevites. "I have good reason to be angry, even to the point of death," he ranted. God had used him to save more than 120,000 souls, but Jonah was angry because he desired their destruction. Freedom is not the same as autonomy. Those of us who are believers experience true freedom when we submit our will to the Lord's. We are free from the yoke of sin and reconciled to Him. Jonah obeyed with his body, but not with his heart. He resisted the Lord's every attempt to crack his pride. Believers can choose self over submission, but the cost is high. Like the prophet, we may steep in emotional turmoil, or we might miss ministry opportunities God has for us. Whatever the consequences, one thing is certain. Autonomy will cause us to miss the blessing of intimacy with the Lord, and nothing is worth that.